Episode 1738, Are You Second Guessing Yourself?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Mindset Monday, and I've got to tell you, it's time to clear the clutter in your head. The question is, are you second-guessing yourself? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I first have to say thank you. Thank you for lifting up my family in your prayers, as this past weekend was incredible. Our daughter got married, and so we now have a brand new son-in-law. We are officially a family of eight. It is so exciting, a new adventure for us. But with that, there's a lot of questions, and through the whole process from preparation, you know, the dream of the wedding to the preparation, the planning of it to the execution of that plan, and then the actual event, a lot of things occur. And I got to tell you, some of it was a roller coaster ride. And in that experience, I learned a lot of things. And one was this question, are you second guessing yourself? Our minds have a way of playing tricks on us. When living your day-to-day life, there will always be times of self-doubt, questions. So why not ask the question, are you second guessing yourself? Have you ever overthought a thought? Second guessing every decision or action, including future plans, you sit there and dissect things so distinctively and you narrow it down and you're like, yes, yes, this is what I see. And then when you look at it again, you're like, no, I think I was off basis. Then you look at it again, you're like, oh, wait, but if I look at it this way, and then by the time you hit the third, fourth, and fifth time, you're like, this is crazy. This doesn't make sense, but that makes sense. And this, you're changing it, right? We go round and round and round. I know for me, when I was very, very young, I was an overthinker, and an overthinker in a good way, as I would analyze things. However, I also would raise questions like, is this the best way I could have handled the situation, or could I have done it differently? Maybe if I had done it differently, there would have been a different outcome. And so when you begin to dissect things, especially your memories, because remember, your memories are only as great and as good and as accurate as your presence. So if you're not present and you're multitasking, you're trying to do too many things at one time, you're stressed, maybe you're under a lot of pressure, those memories are going to fade faster, especially the accuracy of them. Why do you think one person can think of something, but another one remembers it a different way? We infuse our own personality into our memories. It's our perspective. Now, I don't want to get too trapped in that, but I tell you that because it traps us into overthinking. We look at what we know, but then we assume what we don't know, and then we dissect that. And when you're going through something, circumstance, situation, maybe you're planning for a new change of some form or fashion, it's easy to overthink. You stew. And I would do that at a younger age. Now, as I got older, it actually served me very well. But I saw it as a way for me to see how I was doing as a person, as a friend, as a leader, as a daughter. When I came upon a situation or circumstance that I didn't feel confident in how I handled it, I would pick it apart with a fine-tooth comb. Doing this, yes, served me in a multitude of ways. However, it was also a detriment to where I was headed. With any win comes lots of losses. So if you want to increase your wins, you must increase your losses. And those losses can be dissected in the circle of questions. So when you have those circle of questions, you have to find the reason in your season. Ask. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Find the reason in your season. Ask. Getting yourself caught up in the circles of questions will only develop more second guessing. Your confidence can fade over time, and your belief in yourself dwindles. Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people you hang around with. Who are you hanging around with? What do they think about? What types of conversations do you have with them? Are they inspiring, motivating? Do they lift you up or do they drag you down? Do they suck all your energy? Who are these people? Are they men? Are they women? Are they relatives? Are they people at work? And even our memories can actually be a disservice to our thoughts, right? These are past thoughts that have come and gone, whether it be a minute or 10 years ago. So you have to find the reason in your season. So number one, you have to ask, right? Ask God for help. You're not alone. Allow the questions and doubt drive you closer to God. And yes, unfortunately, it takes those questions to get us to our knees and ask for help. So you got to ask. Ask God. Ask a very close confidant, someone you can trust 100%, not someone who is trying to manipulate you, who's trying to infuse their beliefs upon you, but will sit there and listen with an open mind and an open heart and allow you to share your story, share your circumstance, share your situation, your challenge, your celebration, whatever it is that you need to share, so they can walk with you and give you wise counsel and wise support and love when you're in a position. You've got to ask. Nowadays, you can't assume. We are so tech savvy that we're so disconnected. Everybody thinks they know everybody. Yes, we're one removed from the friend. And we think that we know everybody. Oh, I have 4,995 followers or friends on my Facebook. That's awesome, right? We think it's glorious, but how many of those people do you actually know, like, and trust? Do you know anything about who they are, what they do? Would you give them your firstborn? So you got to ask for help. Know who you're hanging out with. Don't make assumptions. Number two, S, seek the truth. Doubt comes when the focus is on what you don't know. Listen to that again. Doubt comes when the focus is on what you don't know. And what you don't know, you become fearful of, stirring up more what? Questions than answers. You sit there and stew over it. Am I second guessing? Yeah, you probably are. 2020 hindsight. Now we can learn from our losses, right? If we want to increase our wins, we're definitely going to increase our losses. But we have to look at what we're doing, how we're doing it, seek the truth, the facts, be present. Don't sit there and think that you got it all under control. And finally, number three, knock on the door of faith. When life hangs in the balance, we want to run and hide. We want to go for what's comfortable. But we have to knock on the door of faith, knowing that God has already gone before us. And in the situation that you're in, no matter how awesome it is or how horrific it is, God is with you. And I get it. You might be hurting today, and you might even be questioning, how can you say that if I'm hurting? Remember, God never promised us a pain-free life. He never promised us that there would never be problems. In fact, He warned us that there would be. But you see, the joy is not found in our destination. The joy is found in the journey and who we walk with and whose door we're knocking on. Knock on the door of faith. God accomplishes his purpose in spite of your second guessing. So you can sit there and lay your head on the pillow and ponder what you could have done differently at the wedding, how you could have made things even better, how you could have changed the weather patterns, how you could have changed the wind. But all in all, you have to step back. You have to find the reason for the season. And you have to be careful with your second guessing. Some of it leads to what? A win. Because if you're second guessing, you're usually dissecting more of a loss than a win. And so if that's the case and you learn from that loss, it becomes a win. But if you're one who says, no, I'm just going to get stuck here and I'm going to hang out in Lost City because, well, I'm used to this, then that's as far as you're going to get. Second guessing doesn't have to be bad. It can be very useful. But it can also hold you back. So what are your thoughts today so far? How have you been leading your morning? How has your afternoon begun? Are you one who's already saying, gosh darn it, I should have greeted my friend, my coworker, a little bit differently? Maybe I was a little extra crabby. Now how do I go up and approach them? Because honestly, I was a rude jerk. What can you do about that? There's a way out. It doesn't have to be a loss. It can become a win. You can't allow yourself to overthink and overprocess. An overthinking thought can become a drowning delight. You might be thinking, how can a overthinking thought become a drowning delight? Because you're delighting in the drown. Yes, you like it. And not in regards to, ooh, this is awesome. It's because you're comfortable. You know it, so you stay there. You don't want to be challenged beyond what you already know. However, if you want to lead your life in a different direction, that's going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. You got to get uncomfortable. If you're saying, you know what, I am overthinking. I have so many questions. I live in the circle of questions. And sometimes I can get myself out, but man, that second guessing is not getting me where I need to go. I'm not sure how to ask, meaning I don't know how to ask, seek, and knock. I don't know what that means in my situation. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I would love the opportunity to serve you. And when I mean it's absolutely free, it's absolutely free. So click on that link and that will begin our conversation. Now, I am traveling back from our wedding. So it's going to be a couple of days and I have two conferences back to back. So please, if you're reaching out, be patient. However, you will receive an email and I promise you that we will get you on the schedule as soon as my schedule allows it. But don't hesitate. Because you might already be overthinking whether or not you should click on that link. You're already second guessing and you haven't even taken action. But that second guessing is second guessing the thought that you were thinking about pressing the link and saying, I want to do this, but we all do it. So instead of just saying, oh, well, I'm just going to live this way. You don't have to live this way. You can learn the tools and strategies, the ones that will serve you, that will grow you, and will make your loss a win. God accomplishes his purpose in spite of your second guessing. He already has the answer for you. So find your reason for your season that you're in right now. Ask. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.